Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is The Bullpen, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome back into The Bullpen, hour number two. Brian McDonald, found on Twitter at SackByBMac. Joe George, found on Twitter at Joe George Radio. And our man behind the glass, Josh, is found on Twitter, on the X, at IMJChevy. As promised, a little 2018 reunion here, Joe, going back to a time when Joe, Josh, and myself, along with our friend Kyle King, used to host a fantasy football show every Friday night over at the Texans flagship.
We had a sick logo.
It was a great. I still have that logo saved on my phone. Maybe I'll tweet that out later. Yeah, it was
the Fantastic Four logo, but we were the Fantasy Four.
You were the Fantasy Four. It was awesome. And then we gave away the foursomes at the end of the year, our award show. It was award winning radio. I don't know how it didn't last another season. But joining us right now, the new host of the 12-3 slot here on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Josh in the Who. It is Josh Beard, again, found on Twitter, at Josh Beard Radio. Josh, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I can't wait to talk here at Fantasy Football here with you and Joe. The nostalgia is giving me the goosebumps here. So let's start off, I think, with probably the biggest question fantasy people or fantasy players are facing right now, especially if they haven't drafted yet. Where in the draft would you be willing to take Jonathan Taylor right now?
Oh my God! Can you go? How many drafts go into the 57th round? Can you go into the 57th round? Look, I'm taking Jonathan Taylor obviously later than I would normally, but I think there is something to be said for not being afraid to take Jonathan Taylor at some point. Like, I think the point, and a lot of it depends on the formatics of the league. Is it a super flex? Do you have two flex spots, one flex spot? How many wide receivers do you have? But I think if Jonathan Taylor is there and you've almost completely filled out your starting lineup and for some reason he's still floating around there, go ahead and take a flyer on him and pick him up and see if maybe at some point he gets to play throughout the season. He's out for the first 4 weeks. Maybe he comes back after that, but I think there's obviously a greater than 0% chance that he just doesn't play at all this season, which I know Joe doesn't want to hear that. Yep. Because Joe has him in our dynasty, and I don't want to hear that because I have him in our keeper league, but that's the reality of the situation that Jonathan Taylor owners are in. But if he does come back and you get him in the 11th, 12th round for some reason because nobody wants to touch him, that could be a league-winning move.
Yeah, I feel like he's like a sixth-round guy, seventh-round guy at this point. Like, you fill out your roster, and then by then, at some point, like, you just have to take him. Like, if someone's going to take him, and it's almost where if I feel good about my roster, like, I'd rather it be me than someone else. But, Josh, my question for you is, who's your draft crush this year? Like, who's the one guy, like, every league you're in, whether it's a redraft or dynasty, you're like, I want this guy on my team?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
It's been, I mean, that has been
even in
like
a standard league, Josh?
But would do what?
Even in this, obviously, Amon-Ra is a PPR king, but would you feel the same way even in a standard league?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's only going to get better. He's continued to get better through his entire career so far. And as soon as Jameson Williams comes back and starts taking some of that attention away from secondaries, I mean, look, Amon-Ra St. Brown has been doing what he's been doing with pretty much nobody else of note at wide receiver for the Lions and with Jared Goff at quarterback. But now with Jameson Williams coming in this year, he's out for the first six games, but after that, he'll be fine. There's more weapons that they have to deal with. Hopefully, Jahmyr Gibbs Gibbs is kind of similar to what DeAndre Swift was when he wasn't hurt all the time. And that's another weapon that the Lions can kind of use and utilize, and that pulls more attention away from Amon-Ra St. Brown. But the guy has just been wildly consistent. And I know Joe's talked about this before. I've talked about this. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown could be a top five wide receiver this year, whether it's standard or in PPR. The dude is just electric when he gets the ball in his hands. He gets separation better than the majority of wide receivers in the NFL. He's one of the best pure route runners at the position. Amon-Ra is a guy that I have been trying to target as much as I can. Now, a lot of that has to do with, I'm in a lot of super flex leagues. So if you're in a super flex, or if you're not in a super flex league, if you are in that standard one quarterback league, maybe you don't take him too high. You want to get the right value on him. But if I'm looking for a guy who can be my wide receiver one, or if you're going zero running back strategy of my wide receiver two, Amon-Ra St. Brown is somebody I'm trying to get at good value in every single draft.
Josh Beard, host of the Josh and the Who Show, 12-3, 97.5 and 92.5, joining us. You can see him on Twitter, at Josh Beard Radio. Josh, going to another person that's probably going to cause fantasy players a lot of problems in drafts over these next few days is Cooper Kupp. And I mean, I think you feel the same way, but I've always been of the opinion when guys start to have the hamstring or the groin issue or the whatever soft tissue it is in training camp, I just back away, because these things have a recurrence rate that is way, way too high for me to want to mess with. And Cooper Kupp had the one hamstring injury. He'd come back, and now it's re-aggravated again. It's kind of similar question to with what I asked about Jonathan Taylor. Where would you be willing to draft Cooper Kupp, and do you expect to see him back before even, I don't know, October 1st?
I'll be realistic. Me, personally, I'm not willing to draft Cooper Kupp, because the place that you're going to have to draft him is not going to be worth the value that you get from him for a full season, and really just not going to be the value that you get for him. I've been waiting for the Cooper Kupp cliff drop for like a couple of seasons now. The guy started having issues when he was 29. He's about to be 31, or he is 31 now, which is outside the peak age range for wide receivers in the NFL, especially whenever it comes to fantasy production. And I just don't want to deal with constantly worrying about a hamstring or constantly worrying about this or that. The team's not great already. Like, there's not a lot there to talk about. I mean, Cam Akers still, we don't know what he's going to be for a full season after his Achilles tear not that long ago. What was it, about a season and a half ago? Matt Stafford is old. He's not the same Matt Stafford that he used to be. So everything surrounding Cooper Kupp, I already feel bad enough about. But with his age and his injury history, I'm just not like, I get, it's the same thing with Taylor. If you can get him on a deal later on, great. But I would go, there are better players that are going to be more consistent, that have better upside, and they don't have injury concerns at the same value that you would get Cooper Kupp. I'm staying all the way away from him.
So, Josh, we know that, like, one thing that happens a lot of times in fantasy football is, like, we overdraft our favorite team's best players. And I think, like, the number one guy for Texans fans that, like, really the only Texans player you want to draft this year is Dameon Pierce. But, like, where would you want to draft Dameon Pierce ideally, like, in a full 12-team league? Is he a sixth-round guy, a seventh-round guy? Because it feels like he's going a lot higher, you know, with people that are from Houston and want him to be their bell cow back.
First of all, not everybody drafts the best player from their favorite team. And if you're Joe George, you draft all of the players from your favorite team.
Joe has every Bear that's ever played.
It pretty much just roster the entire Chicago Bears offense.
Yeah, I might.
Josh, I don't have to tell you Joe's reaction when I stole Khalil Herbert from him in the producer league.
I was so pissed.
Oh, I can't even imagine. All I know is Joe trades away those Bears players because he says he has too many, and then like 2 months later, you can just trade them back to him, and it's pretty great because he has that Bears FOMO. With Dameon Pierce, though, I know I had a slightly, I guess, controversial take about Dameon Pierce the other day that Jeremy Branham brought up on the Killer Bees, where I said that I would draft somebody else that could play with Dameon Pierce, that could complement him. I would replace him in a heartbeat because he is fairly one-dimensional. Joe, you were on the show with me whenever we talked about this. We had this discussion. That being said, like, because I like the zero running back strategy, I like being able to take all my wide receivers, my quarterback, other spots first, especially if you're in a super flex league or tight end premium league. I like going the zero running back strategy. and you can get Damian Pierce in the fifth or sixth round, but people haven't taken him yet, and I think he could absolutely be that bell cow back in that strategy. The guys who I'm looking at in that, like if you're a Texans fan and you're thinking, okay, I want Damian Pierce, maybe. If you really want to get him and you're in a league with other Texans fans, well, then maybe you have to take him somewhere in like the fourth round, get him a little bit earlier. But if you're in a league with no Texans fans, you can get him in the fifth or sixth. I've seen him drop as late as the seventh and the eighth, which is absolutely wild. Obviously that changes depending on if you're a 10 team league or in a 12 team league, but you don't have to reach and go get him early if you don't have to. So don't do that, because he's going to provide a lot of carries. He is going to be the main guy, but this is the best the running back room has looked for the Texans in a while, and he's not going to be the only guy getting carries in that backfield. So if you go out and you draft three wide receivers before you get a running back and Damian Pierce is sitting there for you after you've done that, that's the perfect spot to take him in.
One more question for you, Josh. And again, you can hear Josh on the Josh and the Who Show 12 to 3 here on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 Monday through Friday, and find him on Twitter at Josh Beard Radio. Josh, when is Derrick Henry going to hit the age cliff? Are you worried at all that if you draft him, that this year is the year that he's finally over the hill? I'm kind of looking sideways at Joe because he has him on our dynasty team. But is Derrick Henry hitting the age cliff this year? What is your, fear level that the end might be this year or pretty soon thereafter?
There are two players in the NFL from a fantasy perspective who continue to perplex me. And one of them is Derrick Henry. The other one's Travis Kelce. I've been waiting for three seasons for one of the two of these guys to fall off a cliff. I think I've been waiting a little bit longer for Travis Kelce because he's 32. But Derrick Henry, he has the 2,000-yard season. You're like, we know what they say about 2,000-yard seasons. He's had some injury hiccups since then, but he just continues to produce. And every year I say, I'm not touching Derrick Henry. He proves me wrong and lets me know that I should have touched him and should have, well, I don't want to say it like that.
Phrasing, Josh.
But I probably should have considered Derrick Henry a little bit more than I had previously. And I think I'm going to get burnt by it again this year. They drafted Tyjae Spears, who I really, really love. And if Derrick Henry goes down, that's going to be the guy that takes over for them. And I think what this is going to be year four in a row, I guess. I think this is the year that Derrick Henry finally starts to slow down and fall off a cliff.
All right, you heard it here first. Josh Beard thinks Derrick Henry is a bum. He's done. His career's over.
Yep.
And he's useless. All right. If you want to hear more hot takes like that, make sure you listen to Josh Beard on the Josh and the Who Show weekdays, Monday through Friday, 12 to 3, with a rotating panel of guest host. Josh, who's on with you on Monday?
That's a secret. I can't tell anybody.
Oh,
I'd have to kill you if I told you that. It's a secret. It's redacted for now.
There's a black line through it? This is like CIA
information? Yeah, there's a black line through it right now. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, well, I guess find out on Monday when a CIA member joins Josh on the Josh on the Who Show. Again, you can find Josh Beard on Twitter at Josh Beard Radio. Thanks for joining us today, Josh, and we'll, of course, talk to you this next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, again, that's Josh Beard Radio on Twitter. You can hear him.
Dell.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there's a semi-secret going around about the future of that show, but it wasn't for Monday. It wasn't for Monday. So catch Dell. Should I attempt the last name? Can you say it? No. Olaleye? Did I get it right?
That sounds right.
I was close. Okay, that was pretty close. I got the thumbs up there from Josh behind the glass. So it sounds like I did pretty well with that.
Josh's last name?
Chavans? Okay, I got the thumbs up again.
It took me like a month.
I always say
name.
Josh behind the glass because even though I said it right there, I always feel like the time I try to say it is the time I'm just going to absolutely butcher it. I'm sure Josh is used to that by now. I'm sure people have said your last name a thousand different ways. Is there one worst way that people have said your last name that sticks out to you?
No, I can't really say there's been one worse way.
But I got close there, Chavans?
No, that's spot on.
Okay, good. All right. I feel like I've already won the day. I could sign. I can log off now, and I've already won. But we will continue here with the bullpen, ESPN Radio, 97.5 and 92.5. Of course, the Mount Rushmore Plus One segment will be coming up at 1:30. But next, our leftover segment, the stories that aren't really full enough for or big enough for a full segment, but they're still funny enough that we got to get to them anyway before the show's over. That's next here in the bullpen, ESPN Radio, 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
Just by the juice of Safu, the thoughts acquire speed, the lips acquire stains, the stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Bullpen, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back in. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. It's the Bullpen here with the producers of ESPN Radio, Joe George, myself, Brian McDonald, and our man, Josh Chavans, behind the glass. Look at that, 2 for 2. Actually, 3 for 3. I said twice last segment. All right, before we get into our leftover segment and making fun of the Mariners for the Run DMC video, Joe, I think you need to have a public service announcement here for the people who would like to invest in a very favorable line coming up next week in college football.
Currently, the Colorado Buffaloes lead TCU 24-20. At this moment, and I'm sure it's going to change quickly, Colorado is a +9.5 home underdog to that dog turd Nebraska Cornhusker football team. I went +290 money line on Colorado. I'm looking at my bookie right now, and it's still that at this very moment. So like it has not changed yet.
+9.5 at home.
Team, yeah,
like you described them as dog turd team Nebraska when they're winning at TCU, number 14 TCU right now. Look, I mean,
man,
maybe
I kinda like some of these lines.
Maybe there's a, I mean, I guess you could argue maybe there's a letdown. It's the first game. You're playing a ranked team. It's the first game under Coach Prime. Maybe there's a letdown, but not when it's a home game and not when it's a team that you've been rivals with in the past, man. Going back to the Big 8 and the Big 12 days.
Mac, I can get 11-1 on a two-team parlay right now.
Don't parlay.
Colorado money line, Texas Longhorns money line versus Alabama.
Don't parlay. You're going to lose money. Parlay to lose money.
But Texas is going to beat Alabama next week.
I want to say that as a Longhorn fan, but don't parlay. Just take the easy W with Colorado.
I play small wagers on parlays. I like to do the extreme parlays where it's like you bet $5 and if you
it's like a
parlay,
nine team or something,
you're gonna win like $50,000.
Yeah. That I'm fine with.
Yeah,
it's $5, whatever.
Yeah, I don't play parlays to like win money typically. If I'm gonna do something together, I'll tease it. So like I would like, you know, tease Colorado to +16.5, and just like extend that line even more. Like you usually have to do like 3 or 4 teams to get like really good odds on it, but like. I jumped on this Colorado +290 as soon as I saw it. Like that feels like
an easy win. Yeah,
Nebraska was absolutely terrible. I can't believe this hasn't been taken off the board yet by just watching this game. I know TCU's lost a lot of talent.
That's obviously a pregame line because Colorado's over under this year was 3.5 wins. They're expecting them to be terrible, but they're obviously hanging with and actually right now ahead of number 14 TCU. So I think sharp people will always tell you that week one is a good week to catch the books because they haven't seen these teams yet. So if you feel confident someone week one before the books can start to see what these teams actually look like on the field, then you can catch them slipping a little bit. And that certainly seems to be the case of that 9.5 line against Nebraska with Colorado being at home.
Yes, I'm surprised. I wonder what – maybe it was different even before that the Nebraska game the other night because that literally, like, I made my eyes bleed. That game sucked.
Big Ten football,
I can't
man.
Wait for Nebraska or, like, Minnesota versus UCLA next year. What a joke.
God, there's going to be a lot of unwatchable games in that conference. All right, our leftover segment here, we'll probably only have time for maybe one or two of these, but we got to get into this before we have the award-winning, game-changing segment, Mount Rushmore Plus One, coming up next here at 1:30. But, Joe, it feels like, you know, what is the saying? If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it or something like that.
Pretty close, I think.
I think that's close enough. It feels like the Mariners haven't learned from history because they're repeating a mistake that the Texans made in 2011. We're going to hear some audio right now. The Mariners kind of have a Letterman jacket moment with this Run DMC fit for their series at the New York Mets.
Unbelievable month. You guys have been awesome. Okay, we got a big month ahead of us. Keep having fun. Julio brought this idea to me about a week or two ago. I was like, yeah, let's go for it. Okay, and it's about having a good time, keeping it loose. No problem with you guys, but they dropped the Run DMC. If you guys know anything about Run DMC, it's, you know, late 80s, early 90s, you know, so I made a few calls, and I found Rev Run. So what do we got?
Julio Rodriguez rocking the Run DMC. Got the whole crew rocking it, bringing the energy to New York City. This is Rev Run. Keep repping, keep rocking, keep rolling. Y'all are on fire. Peace.
I mean, just, it's so corny. Especially the setup from Scott Service. Like, you know, Julio is one thing. Like, if Julio stands up and says this to the team, then maybe they I don't know, maybe they buy in. But coming from Scott Service, especially considering, like, I don't know, the players on this team, they're like a George Kirby. He's probably, what, like 24, dude, 25 like, years old? He would have been born in, like, 1989, 1990. The last time Run DMC was relevant would have been, what, maybe 94, 95? He's a baby at that time.
I would say, like, early 2000s.
You think they're still – well, they had the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show.
The TV show helps. Yeah, you're right. They had the TV show. That helps. But at least with their music, I mean, King of Rock came out, what, in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so it's been so long ago. It's just, it's so, and then you compound this with a few weeks ago, the Rangers came out with like their own version of the Letterman jacket. And as bad or as inconsistent as the Astros have been, it feels like I want to say the Mariners and Rangers are just going to fade away because they're both doing Texans Letterman jackets 12 years later.
Yeah, you got to know that like you just can't do this. The Rangers put theirs out on August 20th. I think they've won like 5 games since then.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened in the first game post-DMC look for the Mariners? They lost to the freaking Mets.
Lost to the Mets.
Yes.
We're all Mets fans right now.
All right, one more piece of audio before we get to break, and we'll have to get through this quickly. But Dan Orlovsky was on the Pat McAfee show, as he is often, and hung up on the show after they started to mock his opinion about which Hollywood celebrity he looked like.
Who's the actor from, I think he did like 13 Hours, I want to say, and then he's also in The Office.
Krasinski. John...
James Franco?
Krasinski.
John Krasinski?
In
Orlovsky. Are you kidding me? Right. Go to hell.
I see it, Dan.
Look up Paul Giamatti.
Boom.
You guys hit me with Beetlejuice?
Not me.
Paul Giamatti?
That's a compliment of the highest order.
Giamatti.
Both of those, huge compliments.
Zoom in on his face.
All right, I'm out, dude.
What?
I'm never coming on this show again.
What are you doing?
Why? I'm never coming on this show again.
I didn't say the look at the face. Yeah. Oh, Dan.
Compliment of the highest order. So Dan Orlovsky hung up on them after he got compared to. He tried to claim John Krasinski, and they decided to throw back Paul Giamatti and Beetlejuice.
That's Beetlejuice, like
clearly clowning him for trying to say he looks like John Krasinski.
I don't know if you can get much worse comparison in your life than being saying you Beetlejuice, look like Beetlejuice
or Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Even after the weight loss. Yeah, like so. I wanted to ask, like, who could we say, like, who could Josh and I say to you, Joe, that you look like that? Where you would hang up on us if we told you you look like that?
The most I've ever gotten was what's the guy's name? He's the one that loves the apple pie from American Pie. Jason Biggs.
Okay,
that's the only thing I've ever really gotten.
You know, I once got compared to him in high school too.
You like the apple pie?
No, that looked like Jason. That looked like Jason Biggs. I didn't see it. I still don't see it.
Yeah,
I mean, I put on some weight since high school, but I still didn't see it. So, what? One more thing, quickly before we go to break. And Josh, if you have an opinion, this weigh in. Which 97.5 host here would be most likely to get offended enough
Paul.
To? Yes, that's the answer, right?
What other answer is there?
Joel.
Yeah, for sure, definitely Joel. But Joel would play along and then be mad at you later. Paul would actually probably walk out of the studio.
So Paul's the most likely to hang up on a show if he didn't agree with the comparison, like the celebrity look like opinions.
Yeah, especially if you call them someone ugly, like if you picked someone that looked like a troll.
If you said Paul Giamatti,
like Paul, like you look like the troll from Harry Potter, like the really like the big dumb one, like he would get really upset with you.
Yeah, that'd be a rough look comparing him to a troll. I mean, geez, that's a. Josh, you have an opinion on this? Who's most likely to walk out on us?
I think y'all hit it spot on. My
Paul
first reaction was Joel. And then when Joe said Paul, I was like, yeah, I can definitely see that too.
I'll get a sneaky one.
Okay.
Mabes.
Mapes is pretty laid back. You think he would walk out? You think he'd hang up?
I don't think he'd walk out. I've roasted Mapes a couple times, and he took it like a champ.
He's obviously heard the Lance McCullers look-alike thing 1,000 times by now, so he hasn't hung up on us yet.
I mean, at some point, you got to.
You know who I think the sneaky one is? Andrew Carlson.
Well, that's because Jeremy calls him beautiful all the time.
Well, especially if you compare, if you said he looked like someone that was overweight, I think Andrew would lose it.
Fair.
I think he would lose it. I think that would be an automatic hang up. All right, we got to get to break because we got to leave time here for the most groundbreaking, award-winning segment that has ever been produced or heard here on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. That, of course, the staple of the bullpen from Sunday and now on Saturday, Mount Rushmore plus one. That and more when we get back on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Kane is in the building.
This is The Bullpen, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back in, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. It is now time for the award-winning, groundbreaking segment, Mount Rushmore Plus One. Joe George's first time here on the Mount Rushmore Plus One. And again, it's Brian McDonald with you, Joe George. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Sack by BMAC. Joe is at Joe George Radio. And our man behind the glass, Josh Evans, is at IMJ Chevy. All three of us will give our Mount Rushmore Plus One. Joe, since it is your first time here on Mount Rushmore Plus One, I would like to give you the floor and let you go first. I hope you bring honor to this segment because it is certainly, I think,
by
every measure, changed the sports radio landscape.
Yeah,
this is like an AD situation. You measure time by before Mount Rushmore Plus One as you struggle with your microphone and after Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Lint, man.
I think Apollo Men's Health might be able to help you out there.
All of our mics need it.
It falls right on cue.
That was pretty great timing. So I was struggling with an idea. I was like brainstorming. I was like, what do I want to do? And then like late last night, I was hungry. And I was like, this is it. So I have a Mount Rushmore, a food we stop eating but shouldn't, and we start eating it again because we have kids.
Okay. I'm interested.
Number one on my list. Goldfish. Why do we stop eating goldfish? At some point in your life, you stop eating goldfish, but then you have kids.
You get shamed into it.
And then goldfish come back in your life. So number one, goldfish.
Goldfish is great. We always have a little container around for goldfish for my 2-year-old daughter.
Exactly.
And I'm constantly picking from it as well. We shouldn't have stopped. That's a great call.
Animal crackers.
Yes.
They're not the most flavorful thing in the world.
They're kind of bland, but I love them.
I love animal crackers. Why do we stop? I know we go to like chocolate chip cookies and stuff.
Animal crackers
are good. I love that they're in my house now with a 2-year-old. Gushers,
yeah.
Why do we stop eating Gushers? String cheese.
See, I'm out on that. Josh, what do you think about string
love
cheese?
Love string cheese.
Love string cheese.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm in the minority here.
We kind of stopped. Now, my plus one, I struggled to find a fifth. So I went with something that I had.
Bagel bites.
They were always still in my house. I never stopped eating bagel bites.
Pizza rolls?
I never stopped eating pizza rolls.
Yeah, same.
I went with applesauce.
Applesauce is so good, yes.
I stopped eating applesauce, and then we started buying it for my son.
The only reason you ever have applesauce is either because you have a young child like you and I do, or you're in the hospital.
Yes.
That's the only reason why you ever get applesauce, but it's so good.
You lost me with applesauce, Joe. Oh. I was with you lockstep, 4 for 4, and then that last one, I was like,
You don't mess with applesauce?
It's cool.
No, applesauce is good.
Applesauce doesn't move me,
especially if you get, the applesauce with, the little cinnamon in
there. Cinnamon, yeah.
Great. You stop eating at some point, but then, when you have a kid, it's like all these foods come back into your life. It's incredible. And I'm just like,
It feels so good to have an – because I think it is. It's like a maturity shame. Once you pass a certain age, you can – society says you're no longer allowed to eat goldfish. A grown man can't eat goldfish.
Society's stupid.
I love the idea that goldfish – society tells you, you can't eat goldfish. You're too old to eat goldfish. But it's okay to eat Cheez-Its. They're the exact same thing.
Exactly.
They're the exact same thing.
No, they're not. Goldfish are better than Cheez-Its.
Ooh, that's a hot take. That's not, Josh, where are you standing on that?
Goldfish are better than Cheez-Its.
Okay.
I'm
with you. Right. That's
goldfish
a hot take.
Goldfish are better than Cheez-Its. I'm
like,
with them.
And like, the goldfish, there's variety. Like, what is there Cheez-Its? There's two versions.
No, they have that, like, the extra toasted. They have the white cheddar. Yeah.
See, I was a few. There's more than two.
No, there's a spicy Cheez-It, though. I do like that one.
Yeah, there's a spicy one.
I always assume, like, there's the regular one and then the white cheddar.
Yeah, there's they have the extra toasted one, too. So you liked four of the five there, Josh. What would you add to it if you got to replace the applesauce one? Have anything off the top of your head?
I hate to put you on the spot. I mean, he already said Gushers. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind would be like a fruit roll-up then.
Yeah, that's a good one. But, you can't eat fruit roll-ups as an adult. That's frowned upon.
I think that's a mistake.
It is. I agree.
I just don't understand like why like it's like – and I don't even know – what's the cutoff age? Like, was it middle school? High school?
Yeah, I think it's middle school.
Like, is it when you go to college and, like, all you can afford is, like, ramen noodles and then, like, the cups of mac and cheese?
Yeah.
But, like, it's like...
I also feel like if... This is going to sound like a weird opinion. Like, I feel like you get a pass, like, if you're viewed as someone who likes to smoke marijuana. Like, you get a pass. You get a pass. Like, oh, well, he's...
He has the munchies.
He's got the munchies. Like, you excuse it. But, like, if you're clean... Not that it should be banned, but if you're clean, then it feels like you get shamed into stop eating it even sooner. So.
Another thing I'd add to that list, because it just came in my mind, you know the Little Bite muffins?
Little Bites
was my snack back in the day.
Can I add one more? Yeah. Zebra cakes. Zebra cakes were goat.
Zebra
like,
cakes
little,
were good.
Like, well, I think it's Little Debbie, yeah.
Yeah. The Christmas tree ones are better, though. Even though I don't really know why, because they're the exact same thing, but one looks like a Christmas tree and one is a zebra cake.
Oh, they're all the same. They just shape them differently for whatever the season is.
The Christmas tree one's better.
It's the same, exact same thing.
I don't agree. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's like I'm in the Christmas spirit.
You saying I'm committing a war on Christmas by going for the regular zebra cake?
I don't know. TCU was driving. Colorado's got a pick in the red zone.
Oh, man.
This game was awesome.
Look who picked the ball off, though.
Is that Travis Hunter?
Yes.
Oh, this
They flashed up a stat earlier, Joe, while you were looking at your computer, that he had like seven catches, plus that he'd only allowed one reception on
defense.
Do I
need to go back to my bookie and see like what his Heisman odds are right now?
It might be worth doing here in the break. All right, my Mount Rushmore plus one. Look, I like hanging out with Joe. Joe and I have known each other for, I guess, 5-6 years. But my Mount Rushmore plus one is of the Joes I'd least want to hang out with. All the Joes, like there's lots of Joes out there. Joe George is fun to hang out with. Some other George Joes, not as much. So my number one here on the Joes that I would least like to hang out with is Joe Rogan. I don't want to hang out with Joe Rogan.
No,
Joe.
Man, I would really love to get real high with Joe Rogan.
Okay, well maybe if we're getting high, but otherwise I don't got time for all his like all the conspiracy theories he's selling, all the like Dr. Oz products he's pushing is these miracle things, and not to mention some of the other things going on with Joe Rogan. I don't think I'd have fun time hanging out with Joe Rogan. Next on the list, Joe Jonas. I don't ever hang out with Joe Jonas.
Fair.
Like it's just like
which I'm with you on that.
Which one is he married to though?
Doesn't matter. I don't know. They all look the same.
No, but he's married to Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones.
Okay, that's a strong
I'm a big
pull.
Fan of her.
That's a strong pull. Yeah, that's a strong pull.
Cool.
So credit to Joe Jonas on that. But I don't think there's anything Joe Jonas and I could talk about on a familiar level. Like there's like no crossover between us.
Good call.
Next one is Joey Fatone. I think he's an embarrassment upon Joey's. You can weigh in there. Like you're uniquely qualified to.
Yeah, here's the thing. At some point in your life, like it's funny. We just did like when do you start eating kids food again? At some point, when do you become like a grown ass adult and take the Y away?
That's a good call.
The next
two people on my list, including well, three, including Joey Fatone, are also Joey's.
Yeah, like I have like.
Wouldn't you take away the Y?
I have like one person in my family, like one of my cousins. He still calls me Joey, but like he's the only one. There's a couple people on my cousin's side. They're like more Italian than us, so like they still call me Joey, but like it's pretty much gone.
Yeah,
like no one calls me Joey.
This one, these next two are references going back a ways, but I think at least some people will recognize them. Joey Buttafuoco. I do not want to hang out with Joey Buttafuoco. Google that. Not a good dude. And last one, probably the lamest character, I think, from like back in the day, there was the TJF lineup that was elite. But the lamest character in all of those, and I think people are starting to realize that the guy is lame as well, but Joey Gladstone, the Uncle Joey character from Full House. I do not want to hang out with Uncle Joey.
No?
No. He's so – come on, the cut it out gimmick, that's so lame.
I love Uncle Joey.
Oh, my God. You see, you're just sticking with him because he's a fellow Joe. I feel like that's what's happening here.
I'm a moron. I think cut it out was funny.
Josh is shaking his head in disbelief here.
I'm going to add.
You going to add a Joey to my list?
Here's the thing. If you're so soft that, like, you have to nearly retire from talking because you get hair plugs, Joe Buck, you bring back. You bring shame to my name. Like,
that's a good one.
He seems like kind of a miserable human being.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, we got to get to our man Josh behind the glass here. Josh, what is your Mount Rushmore plus one this week?
So a lot of people have been complaining a lot that, you know, the Houston weather has been extremely hot and they can't wait for the seasons to change. So my Mount Rushmore is unofficial seasons. So obviously
like, so this is
you
FZN,
have,
right? Okay, right. All right, so, I'm with you.
So this is my Mount Rushmore plus one. And because we have a game going on. Football season.
Yeah.
You know when football season is around the corner, you could feel the energy. Everyone has anticipation. Like, we're ready for it. Next, we have cuffing / Netflix and chill season. That usually starts right around October.
That's an interesting take, Josh.
I think so. Because, you know, all the girls, they want to be outside in the summer. They want to live their best single life.
They don't want to be tied down, but as soon as it gets cold outside.
For our gender, I think cuffing season, when I was single, is between February 15th and like December 1st.
Oh no! Oh no! I understand why you said that.
I'm skipping Christmas.
Right.
I'm skipping Valentine's Day. Like, if I'm not trying to be in a serious relationship, hard pass on buying girls gifts that like I'm not trying to lock down.
That's why there's a slash next to the cuffing Netflix and chill.
Okay. That's
right.
Fair.
If you're smooth, you could get out of the gift giving. So. Anyways, this is now back to summer for my third option on this list. Festival season. Summer. I mean, for me, I enjoy festivals
100%.
A lot. Like, that is something I look forward to a lot. Next, I have Good Eats season, a.k.a. the holidays. So from Thanksgiving all the way up to
Christmas.
All the way up to Christmas and even January 1st.
Thanksgiving is just elite.
It is.
It's probably
one
my
of
favorite
a
holiday.
The only thing about Thanksgiving that, like, I just don't understand is, like, it is elite. But why do we only eat all that food once?
Yes, I know. Like,
we don't really do like the big turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie. Like,
if you sat down with, like, if someone walked in here and they saw you eating a plate of stuffing and cranberry sauce, they'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But you would be, you would be judged instantly. Like, we're only allowed to eat that for, max 2 months a year.
Yeah, it's like, because, like, a lot, like my family doesn't want
Christmas. You might allow that at Christmas, but once it's December 26th, you're done. Until November of the next year.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know why we do that to ourselves.
And last but not least, in the spirit that, you know, all you little students are back in school. But homecoming season, that brings out all the alumni, that brings the current students. Homecoming season always means for a good time.
The only thing I would add, because it's literally my favorite time of year, I've been in Houston for 8 years now. Love the rodeo. I love
rodeo.
Rodeo.
Okay.
I love rodeo season.
Yeah.
It is a good time.
And I would add to that spooky season.
I love
October.
I thought like about spooky season.
When the weather
finally
starts to get nice here, like all the Halloween decorations go up, all the horror movies are on TV.
You know, the problem with spooky season is though, is they're trying to ruin it.
How so?
Why?
Because Christmas decorations are up.
That's
during
true.
Spooky season.
That's true. Yeah, they do. They do.
I think if you own a store and you put up Christmas decorations in October, you should be jailed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I just saw, I was at HEB yesterday. The Halloween decorations are going up. Like, they're starting to sell it already.
September, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Are you guys in on pumpkin spice season? Or are you I think Joe's in on pumpkin spice season.
I'm pumpkin cream cold brew from Starbucks. I already had like three or four.
Josh,
like
you in on
weeks.
Pumpkin season?
You
strike me as a guy who likes spice. So I imagine you're in on pumpkin. That seems a little too bland for you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'll be honest here. We're going to push it a little bit. I am very basic.
We know that about
basic
you.
Basic white girl.
We know that about
with
you, Josh.
The coffee I drink.
What is your order?
What is a white chocolate mocha?
Yeah, it's very basic white girl.
And then I go full pumpkin season. And then when they start rolling out the Christmas drinks, I will get to the Christmas drinks.
They ever say thank you for coming, ma'am?
Not usually.
All right, we got to get to break. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. It's Basic Joe on Twitter, at Joe George Radio. I'm at Sack by BMAC. Our man behind the glass, Josh, is at IMJ Chevy. One segment left here on the producers, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. And, of course, we finish with our worst people in sports and what we love from sports. That's next on the Bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Bullpen, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back in, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Time to finish off The Bullpen this week with myself, Joe George, and our man Josh Evans behind the glass. Same way we do every week with our worst people in sports this week and our things that we love from sports this week. My thing, my worst person this week, I feel like I can make this person the worst person in sports every week. He might go up in the Hall of Fame, might get his number retired. But Jonathan Gannon, in this audio you're about to hear, was from a show on the Cardinals YouTube page, was trying to give a motivational speech to his players, and it did not go well.
Welcome back. Who drove over here? Quick, let me see your hands. Who took the bus? Did you have fire in your gut? Did you? We're here for a reason. Don't get that twisted. Okay, we're here for a reason to win games. So if you didn't have that fire in your gut, you better light the fire pretty fast. Be who you are. Just understand, I'm looking for killers.
I love that not even the music underneath or saying the line effing killers can make him sound more. He is so bland. Yeah. It's just, I want. Why didn't he even ask him how they got there? You guys take the bus? Like, what does that matter to the conversation you're having? Like,
you know how they say, you know, I'd run through a wall for this person? I wouldn't even run through oxygen for him. Like you could just, I'll collapse. That's fine.
I stole this line from Twitter. I can't remember the Twitter account that had it, but the line, like, would you run through a brick wall from somebody for a coach? And they said, well, I would casually walk up to a wall and then calmly step around it.
Yeah.
it's just like, you guys ready? Don't get it twisted.
And
it's,
I know, like, we all have to, like, learn our lesson from, like, the Eagles. Who's their head coach again?
It's not Steichen. He also left for Indianapolis.
Oh, the weird guy. He had the bug eyes when he did
Sirianni. Sirianni.
He had, like, the bug eyes when he did his press conference.
Right.
It was, like, super bizarre. Like, I get it. They went to a Super Bowl. This guy sucks.
This guy is, I think he's their David Culley. I think that's what he is. He's the guy that's going to tank the team. It's going to get them Caleb Williams.
I'm really looking forward to, like, Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley leading the Cardinals out of the tunnel next year.
Joe's, who's your worst person in sports this week?
This is not maybe the worst person in sports this week. This might be the worst person on the freaking planet. I have never watched a documentary and been so sick to my stomach watching it. This scumbag, Roy Johnson from Bishop Gorman or Bishop Sycamore. If you haven't watched BS High yet,
I haven't yet. It's on Netflix, right?
It's HBO Max.
Oh, it's HBO Max? Okay.
It goes through the whole Bishop Sycamore thing when they got exposed by IMG. This dude took players' social security numbers and he had them take out $20,000 PPP loans during the pandemic without their knowledge. This guy is like literally the scum of the earth. It is honestly. There's moments in this documentary where, like, it's so bad, the stories they're telling, it's hard to watch. Like, it was gut-wrenching, the things he did to these kids. Like, it's unbelievable.
Sounds like a tough watch, but I do need to watch that at some point.
Like, he's
a
psychopath.
That story is fascinating. Josh, who is your worst person in sports this week? I know Paul Pierce is in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame. His jersey's in the rafters. Steven A. Smith.
Someone else that could go up in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my! I almost crashed my car last night. I was listening to his most recent appearance on Club Shay Shay because I'm geared up to hear Shannon Sharp on First Take on Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm excited for it. So when I saw this episode, I said, all right, I'm going to click and I'm going to listen. With about maybe, let's just say an hour or so left. No, that's too long. With about like 30 minutes left, Shannon Sharp asked him, like, who was his favorites going into the next season. You know what team he said?
It's
we're talking Knicks? NBA. We're talking about the NBA.
Did he say Knicks?
No.
I tell me.
The Boston Celtics. And I threw up. I pulled over. I
can see you getting triggered by that as a Miami Heat fan.
I was extremely triggered, and I turned it off immediately.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, I mean, God, the Celtics, I mean, I couldn't see that.
Like, I don't understand the hype every year.
It feels like we've seen the best of the Miami Celtics. Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, we're done swimming with the anger sharks. Now it's time to doggy paddle over to the Sea of Tranquility and talk about the things we love from sports this week. The thing I love from sports this week was, and this is something we should be paying close attention to here as a sports radio station, Bryce Harper had a home run the other night. Why? Because he was fired up from a caller he heard on the way into the stadium that day.
Listen, man, if I don't do anything before I die, I'm going to shake that man's hand one day. You hear me? Because he's one of the best. He's
well,
the best
Chuck,
ever.
He could be listening right now, as we know his routine is to listen to the Marks and Reese show on his way into the park.
If he's listening, listen, man. Bryce, get your ass down, kick in peace whenever you get a chance, man. And come meet me and come meet the people that love you, because you are the man. And we go where Bryce Harper go, okay?
Bryce Harper heard that, and he said after the game in which he hit a home run and hit a double in a 12-7 Phillies victory that he walked into the clubhouse and said, I'm going to hit a home run for Chuck and Aries. So Astros fans, as you're listening to this and you're listening to our lineup Monday through Friday, call into John and Lance, call into Paul, call into Josh, call into the Killer Bees, and fire up some of these Astros hitters to go hitting home runs for you.
I love it. Mine's going to be a Milwaukee bar owner. He's offering free booze when Aaron Rodgers loses. I think we need a bar here in Houston, maybe Nick's place. Every time that scumbag Deshaun Watson loses, free booze.
I agree with that. Josh, you got a thing you love from sports this week quickly on the way out?
I do. I almost said it last week. Noah Lyles' comments about world championships. I've been saying it for how long? How could the NBA or the NFL, which it starts with the word national, be a world champion?
That is a very petty nitpick, but I like that. I can get on board with that. One bonus one. Colorado's in front again. 31-28 on TCU.
I love this game.
Make sure you bet that line next week against Nebraska. As Joe said, +9.5 at home, no less. That'll do it for the bullpen this week. For Joe George, for Josh Evans behind the glass, I'm Brian McDonald. Thank you for listening to the bullpen this week. And make sure you check out ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 all the time and throughout the week, starting with John and Lance on Monday. See you, Houston.
Get over here!
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
Red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
Excellent.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.